countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
By the way, Seamus is just talking there. Don't know whether you could hear Luke there talking about the survey that farmers, the more devout and they pray more. And I notice going around the country that there's farmers tend to be quite religious and spiritual. Would you go with that growing up in Leitrim? You know, the Sacred Heart hangs in a lot of kitchens.
Yeah, there was religion, or there was routine. I'm not sure was it the routine of religion, but because
in other words, you're saying getting up and going to Mass every Sunday didn't mean you were a holy Joe in rural
Not
Ireland.
At all, no. It was just part of what we did, and even now...
Still do, yeah.
Funerals are very popular down the country because even our local undertaker got a new hearse at the start of COVID, thought he was going to do the divil and all with a new business.
But, the divil and all.
but it's you know, it's one of the few places where you can get a bit of gossip.
Stand at the back of the chapel or whatever. Yeah, yeah. And you know, people miss the funeral interaction and all that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Seamus, you're going to read another piece for us. You're getting lots of lovely texts in, people like your neighbour Barney Cully down there and so on. Barney just doing that to get his name on the radio maybe.
Yeah.
But anyway, listen, thanks a million. The name of the book is Standing in Gaps, Seamus O'Rourke, a memoir. Seamus, I'm going to ask you to read one more piece for us. But before that, behind the scenes, there's a team which works on this programme every week to make it happen and go on air. It's not just me, obviously, but one of the key players is the broadcasting coordinator, and ours has been Denise Davies, who has been retiring from RTE today after 46 years of service, and she's worked across radio and television, and her calm professionalism is much appreciated by everybody. Denise, we wish you the very best, and you'll be missed greatly for your happy demeanour and reassuring, calming ways every Saturday morning. So the best of luck to Denise, and Seamus is sending you his best as well. And that's all we have time for today. So thanks to Denise for the last time. Thanks to Cara O'Hare on sound and our producer, Eileen Heron. Next up is Sinead Mooney with Playback. But to talk us out this morning, I'm handing you back over again to finish the programme to Seamus O'Rourke.
The Whins. I was getting to a stage in my physical development where I wanted challenges. My brother Kevin was streets ahead in terms of physical strength, but I was catching up. The old pair might have got rid of the horses in the late 60s. Well, now they had two donkeys. And although we were hard fed and one still wet in the bed, we made light of any day's labour. At the time, my father began to see the farm through different eyes. Projects that up until now seemed too daunting all of a sudden looked doable. He now had help. There was also the added incentive of a government grant at the time. It was for land drainage and reclamation, and our father applied. Most of Mammy's home place in Drumminchen was taken over by Whins, gorse. Dozens of tiny fields almost meeting in the middle with Whins, and the rest was rushes. The Leitrim terrain, like that of West Cavan and North Longford, is made up of drumlin hills. Shallow soil and dobby clay don't make ideal farmland, but there are patches of promise and fertility which only lead to our farmers' biggest curse, hope. Most of our attempts to get rid of the creeping gorse were futile. Whins grow back. They need to be stubbed. We could have contracted men with diggers and bulldozers, but these were expensive and not nearly enough hardship. My father had a better plan. Now he had the help. We'll get a stubber for the tractor. A bit of a thing like a hook that he put on the back of a Massey Ferguson 165 and then took in to shout and roar at us. He'd get us to stand on the back of this yoke till it got a grip, and then when it actually grabbed the aforementioned Whin by the roots and attempted to pull, the front of the tractor would rise up in the air like a stallion. And so we'd have to go from standing on the back to sitting on the front of the tractor, our health and safety badges firmly shoved up our backsides. We weren't creating farmable land, by the way. We were just creating space for rushes to grow. Every evening when we got home from school or on a Saturday, if there wasn't hay or turf, we'd be stubborn Whins. These journeys to the Congo of our farm were not appreciated back then, but at least now the Whins only grow in the hedges. Their coconut-perfumed yellow blossoms are such a part of our landscape. I think when I'm away, it's them I miss most of all. I fought them on the front line. They retreated, as did I. Maybe we have a mutual respect for each other. When I die, I hope I die in spring with the blossoms still on the Whins.
Seamus O'Rourke, absolute beautiful piece there. Thank you so much for coming into us this morning. Safe home to Leitrim. And the name again of the book is Standing in Gaps, Seamus O'Rourke, a memoir.